Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm doing a good job here of adjusting my tinfoil, Jay, so that we have complete reception, complete connection, complete completion. And you know that I'm all about complete completion. Let's have a complete completion of whatever it is that's going on in the world as we talk about the issues of the day and the things that matter to you and why they matter under the circumstances. Here's something that's very good. The folks who put together TikTok, here's the right time, TikTok creators are being banned from sacred sites for being nuisances. Ah, really?
Yeah, good nuisance. For them.
Yeah.
Not the TikTok.
Good for
people,
the nuisances
people,
or good for the people
good
in
Good for the people who are banning
Nepal.
Them. Because nobody can just be okay with taking a selfie or asking somebody to take a picture. No, they've got to set up their camera and do this TikTok dance with the, you know, monks in the background in Nepal or something like that. Like, come on, man.
All right, so what really, I see every once in a while the TikTok, somebody sends a TikTok thing in one of our social media, and I wonder how TikTok, after understanding that it's just sort of a local little play on some kind of some distraction, what is, why? Who put this together? Where did it start? Why do we have, now there are no TikTok zones around sacred sites in Nepal, but there are also no TikTok zones in other places here in our country and elsewhere around the world. They are a nuisance. There are the annoyances. So, but why?
It's not all these, and it's not even just so much people using the different social media apps or normal users, but you have these quote-unquote influencers who everything is a show, everything is a production, and good for them because that's how they're making their money. But at the same time, as we are seeing with this, there is a time and place, and Buddhist monks in the background is neither the time nor place.
It's really kind of interesting how inappropriate people can be under any normal, any number of normal circumstances. People just seem not to have a connection to what is right, to what seems to be in good taste, to what seems to be appropriate. It's just, okay, we're going to do this because we can. And so there is a lot of exploitation going on. People are making money at the sort of taking advantage of other people. And beside, what's the appeal? How are these people making money? Are they attaching advertising? I always love this term, influencer. I get mail all the time. Doug Steffen, influencer. Yeah? Okay, so who am I influencing? Guess I'm influencing some of the people listening to the program. Therefore, I rate a free magazine. Yep. Send me a free magazine. That makes me a very important guy.
Well, yeah, with these TikTokers or anybody who's the quote-unquote influencer, they are. They're influencing people to buy certain products, and they have such a following that brands are paying them to do reviews or showcase their product on their newsfeed for their hundreds of thousands up to, like, millions of followers because that's advertising.
All right, so send me the money. I'll be an influencer. I'll influence people to buy things on this program. Oh, what a concept. Advertising. Well, that's how we keep this thing afloat and all other radio programs, most TV programs. I love it because NPR and PBS all say we're advertiser free. When, in fact, at the beginning of every hour, this program brought to you in cooperation with, and they give you a 30-second pitch as to why you should use Uber, for example, or whatever it is. So it is what it is. The world needs to have the information, the conversation, the input in various ways. There are all kinds of ways of getting it. We see what's going on with social media, as you're suggesting. And by the way, our location on Facebook and Instagram is at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air for your comments. And soon to have a phone line that will be kind of cool. You'll be able to call any time, day or night, with your thoughts about things that we're talking about or things that you want us to know. And it'll be a good chance that you can get yourself on the air. Whoopee. it's big time. Okay. Well, let's see. We have the, it's Monday. Well, no, it's Tuesday, right? Yeah, today's Tuesday the 26th. Murder and Mayhem Report, starting with San Pedro shooting there. Suspects are being sought. Two people were killed. Six were injured in a park. These people, the residents actually held a press conference yesterday to discuss the enforcement of park permits. So if the rules had been enforced, the shooting wouldn't have happened? Is that it? How?
Doesn't that just sound very naive?
Yeah, it does. Very naive. Yeah.
And apparently the suspects, it was people fighting with each other. So it wasn't like other people were targeted or anything like that. And
so who has a fight? So who brings a gun to a neighborhood? Why do you have a gun with you when you're in a baseball park? Who carries a gun with them in a regular, normal, daily routine?
Anybody with an open carry, concealed carry.
But why would you? Why would you have a gun with you, under that circumstance? Any circumstance? I can't imagine me. I have all the permits. I don't own a gun, but I can't imagine going to the grocery store, for example, with a gun. I can't imagine going out into one of the fields on a tractor with a gun. Even though sometimes when I see coyotes and stuff, I want to shoot them. You can hear the frustration in my voice. I'm trying to figure out where the outlaw Jersey Wales fits into life in 2022. And
before you leave the house, you grab your keys, you grab your wallet, grab your Glock.
Mm-hmm. The police chief in Dallas, Eddie Garcia, says that a woman who was shooting it up opened fire, in fact, at Love Field, which is one of the two airports in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Suspect wounded, taken into custody. Nobody else was hurt. A police officer there with a disabled... somehow or other, this woman started shooting near a ticket counter.
Yeah, straight up in, like, the air. She fired a shot at the scene.
Why'd she have a gun? And how'd she get into the airport with a gun?
Well, this was before security. So when you first walk in and you go to the ticket counter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that is going to be interesting what comes out as to what was happening, what frustration she felt ignited the use.
So the only part of the story that is known at the moment is that she walked in, had a gun, started shooting. We don't know what the reason was.
Allegedly opened fire near a ticket counter, sending shots into the ceiling, and crowds evacuated.
All right, here's a gunman that killed two people, injured two others during a shooting spree in the Canadian province of British Columbia. For those of you who want to move up there because it's safer, this is like a virus, this business of shooting everything up. My son and I were talking about this the other day. So it's a city that's 25 miles east of Vancouver. Police have confirmed a lone suspect was shot at the scene and is dead. He was targeting homeless people. Huh? Why would you target homeless people? What is there? Again, maybe this whole thing proves once again that in order to do things like this, you have to be insane. Right? I mean,
targeting anybody who's just helpless, a helpless victim. It's like, what is it, shooting fish in a barrel? Is that the saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, there is a sickness to that. There is just a lack of a soul.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of, there seems to be a lot of that. We think human beings are a step above most of the other things that are on the planet. And then you see and hear about things like this, and you're convinced, or I am, that there are plenty of people who are subhuman. They just look like they're human beings, but they really aren't. They are lacking in most all of the things that are necessary to be a complete human being, including compassion, affection. Somehow or other, it gets missed in their DNA download. Enough of this stuff. Although I thought it was interesting, there's a story from Kenley, North Carolina, involving the police. That's pretty interesting. Not good. It's just interesting. We'll talk about that after this here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night. Until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code KEY for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code KEY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code KEY for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
All right, so here's the story. 18 past the hour, by the way. The police force in Kenley, North Carolina, resigned yesterday afternoon. You know why, Jay?
Why?
Justine Jones was selected as the new chief, the police chief. The police chief and the city manager are black, and the police force doesn't like it, didn't like it, so they all quit because the leaders in town are black.
Is that seriously? Is
yeah.
that real?
Right. The police chief, well, the members of the union said that having a black town manager or a black boss created a hostile work environment. So we quit, and that's that.
So tell us you're racist without telling us you're racist, basically. Is what
no, you didn't. You did tell us you're racist. That's it.
My goodness.
But is anybody, could it be that this was, see, I'm just looking at the other side of the coin for a second, being the devil's advocate. Could it be that this person who was hired as the manager was incompetent and the police all said, oh, we're not working for that person because he's incompetent? Or is it just because he was black? You got to read between the lines. I don't know the answer to that, but I know that this is a heck of a statement to make under the circumstances. So the folks, this is a small town, about 2,000 people live there. They have no law enforcement, in essence. So what do? This person, Justine Jones, who actually has worked around the country in different cities, is 20% Hispanic, 36% black, and 36% non-Hispanic. We're going to know that now, but everybody gets one of these jobs. Good God. 21 after the hour.
Yeah. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
When you are deficient in whole food vitamin C, I'm not talking about ascorbic acid, the ability of your blood to carry oxygen can drop as low as half to normal. So one of the first reactions to vitamin C complex deficiency is shortness of breath. And in time, this overload on the heart contributes to its ultimate breakdown.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The passing of one of the best, the most universally appealing, perhaps one of the most interesting character actors who's been around for the last 50, 60 years is noted, and we'll talk about the life and times of Paul Sorvino after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
July 26th is upon us. Fella known for his work on television, in movies. He was an opera singer. Would you say he was a new age guy, in a manner of speaking? His daughter loved him, and he loved his daughter whenever you saw them together. He was on 3 seasons of Law and Order. He was in the movie, I'd forgotten he was in the movie, Dick Tracy. But he was best known probably for his role in Goodfellas. Paul Sorvino at 83 passes away. He
had over 172 credits.
And yeah.
A couple, we're going to be able to see him because he had another film that was completed, another one that is in the post-production process.
In the can, as they say. Yeah, right.
One was filming. It will be interesting to see if his scenes had already been filmed or what that's going to be. There's a TV movie that was announced, unfortunately. We won't get to see him in that, but... Constantly working. He was a renowned sculptor, a writer. He actually started his career as an advertising copywriter for an ad agency and then decided to get into theater and attended the American Musical and Dramatic Academy. He made his Broadway debut in 1964. He is a legend. He was a legend.
He was. He started on Broadway. And he had all kinds of the talent. It's fun to see this sort of thing. He had his first wife, the mother of Myra. I don't know what happened to her, but I know that he was married to a woman named Dee Dee. I didn't see a picture of her. But he started in 1964 in a musical on Broadway. And then he went from there. I always loved seeing he and Myra together. There was something about the energy between the two of them that was so apparent, the love mm-hmm. that this father had for his daughter and vice versa.
Well,
and you saw her postings. It was kind of...
Oh, for sure. And Mira Sorvino was a Harvey Weinstein accuser, too.
Right.
And he was very outwardly
spoken against
him. Paul
said he was going to kill
him as well. Yes.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so, anyway, but well-known, very familiar, and passing too soon, as far as I'm concerned, 83. 28 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
These may be but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The 2022 SEMA Show will feature an expanded SEMA electrified section located in the North Hall. The specialized exhibit area will feature the latest advancements in EV technology, while the SEMA electrified section will highlight the endless possibilities in the electric market. EV projects and products will be displayed throughout the SEMA Show. The 2022 SEMA Show takes place November 1 through 4th in Las Vegas. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A wildfire near Yosemite National Park, California's largest of the season, at roughly 20,000 acres, sent smoke into the San Francisco Bay Area and Sacramento. The Oak Fire, which erupted Friday, was roughly 20% contained this morning. Firefighters have their work cut out for them. Emmanuel Chavez is with the CAL FIRE on Bay Area CBS News.
The challenges out there are terrain, like you mentioned, but also weather, the wind, and the dryness of the vegetation.
Now that President Biden has surrendered America's energy independence, Russia can continue playing games with Europe. Russia's Gazprom Energy Company announced Monday it was halting another turbine in the Nord Stream 1 pipeline to Germany, and the flow of gas, already at just 40% of capacity, would fall by another half on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The Treasury Secretary claims that even if there's a second consecutive quarter of negative growth, the economy isn't in a recession. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says the American people know prices are high and they're paying more.
Well, what they're trying to do is tell the people in this country not to believe what they're experiencing.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Job creation remains high and unemployment is still low. Figures that the administration points to that a recession is not inevitable. The man accused of assaulting New York Congressman and Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin during a campaign event was initially held for 6 hours before being released under New York's cashless bail laws. Congressman Zeldin explains why he wants to change cashless bail laws.
It's a shame that New York's cashless bail law means that this person can attempt to stab anyone, let alone a member of Congress at a campaign event running for governor, and be released within hours.
Zeldin was not harmed in the incident. The suspect was later arrested on federal charges because Zeldin is a federal government official. Pope Francis began Monday his week-long visit to Canada. He'll formally apologize for the Catholic Church's role in running residential schools that led to the abuse of many indigenous children. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
The answer to the question, what happens when a bunch of scientists put a study group of older people together and give them all psychedelic drugs? I've never really been into this kind of thing, but I'm sure there are plenty of people my age who are.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour on the Today program. Fighting truth decay every day in every way. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner appearing and appealing to people about places and circumstances. Maybe some of these you've experienced yourself. I have a lot to be thankful for in terms of my life experiences, and I think that kind of, the right word is color. It sort of helps me shape my thoughts and it also shapes my behavior and yours too. Whatever your experiences are, those items, those things where people have told you as well have crafted who you are. So hopefully your mind is brimming with abundant thoughts and your life is full of adventure. Because life has infinite possibilities, as we were shown by the life of a pilot, a D-Day pilot who's celebrating his birthday today. He's 102 years old. Harry Gamper, turning 102, missed his 100th birthday party because of the lockdown. We all have stories to tell about that. What a war hero. He's also the father of two. He served as a Royal Air Force pilot in World War II, won medals for his service in France and Germany. And during his time, he completed 1,000 hours of flying time. He flew all kinds of planes, the flying boats, left the Air Force after World War II. So his birthday party was Italian-themed because he had married a woman named Annalisa from... Yeah, it's kind
of
nice,
huh? In memory of his late wife. That is absolutely beautiful. And he credits his long life to a life well-lived, a life full of art and music and good food and the finest wine. Hear, hear.
So you're all set, then. You should live to be 102 as well, right?
There we go.
All right. Anyway, I thought that just when you look at the lives of people that were... Well, that's why I said what I did about appearing to take advantage of all of life's wonders. It may not be as wonderful for some as others, but you're only limited by your own beliefs, I think. You see so many examples of people who come from horrible circumstances, and, you know, there are those who think that everybody ought to be treated equally or everybody should have the same thing, you know, the socialistic side of thinking through the way life, yeah, I should have that. You have it. I deserve it. No, you don't, unless you earn it. You deserve nothing unless you earn it, unless you can't earn it, unless you are in some way disabled, and then it's up to us to help you and take care of you. When I say us, I'm talking about the human population. That's where money goes and is well spent, to take care of those who can't take care of themselves. But boy, do I resent, and more you see it every day, people who are on the dole, who are taking advantage of the system because the system allows them, and in some cases encourages them, to take advantage of our largesse. A whole different subject for a different time, but you know, I think when I look around at people who are in strange positions, and this business from Brooklyn about this pastor, when I looked at this the first time, I thought, okay, how come this guy's got $1 million in jewelry? Is that the right way for me to look at this? This guy is known for wearing designer outfits, has extravagant jewelry, kind of reminds me of Joel Osteen. In a manner of speaking, drives around in a Ferrari. So anyway, three people entered the Leaders of Tomorrow church this past weekend with guns, and they removed the jewelry that Pastor Lamore Miller Whitehead, who goes by Bishop Whitehead, and his wife, the two of them were wearing lots of jewelry. Part of the incident was captured on video from inside the church.
Yeah, they were they were in the middle of a service. He was doing a sermon. They were live streaming and everything. And obviously, the church removed the video from their website. But yeah, they were in the.
Am I asking the right question though? Is a pastor? Is it not fair for me? I can remember a friend of mine used to listen to Joel Osteen. I loved his messages, but I thought, what's this? And you know. Is there anything that's set aside as to how people should worship? If you are moved or motivated by a message and it makes your life better, are we incorrect in this case, looking at his wife's jewelry, looking at his jewelry? He's got an 8-month-old.
With the statement that we've discussed before, if people have their own money, shouldn't they be able to spend it how they see fit?
Yes.
Because he's even said, he's even condemned people for calling him flashy. And he says he's not flashy. He's not trying to show off his wealth, but he is proud. He likes what he buys, and he's proud of being able to afford things. And why would he buy these things and not be able to wear his
jewelry? The suggestion, Jay, is that he gets the money through the plate. And if that's the case, isn't there, if the church is supposed to be helping, whatever we all think about ministers and churches, isn't it, it's sort of the general feeling that the money that goes into the plate will go to help people and not to help a minister. So if he has investments that he's made from whatever money he makes, maybe he has family money, maybe we're being too judgmental, But on the other side of the human condition is the first thing that people are going to say, where this guy's a minister, yeah. And how come he's wearing $1 million worth of jewelry? And it's not clear. Probably nobody's business in reality, as long as he's not stealing from his parishioners. And maybe there's a deal between him and the parish. Maybe he gets $250,000 a year to be the priest, to be the minister. Maybe that's the deal between him and the deacons in the church. I'm just looking at all sides here.
Yeah, exactly, yes. And this money could have come from family, or he has investments places. These people who came in, the gunmen, apparently they didn't just rob him and his wife, and they apparently knew that he had things underneath his robe, too, because they were hitting his chest to see, like not hitting him, but patting him down to see if he had anything else. And apparently somebody even pointed a gun at their 8-month-old child.
Great.
Just to kind of push forward of, like, give us everything you have. But this goes to show with Kim Kardashian, when she used to wear a lot of flashy stuff, and she has toned it down a lot since that Paris or the France robbery,
yep.
When she was forced into her bathtub and completely they took everything. And these people, they do their research. It's not like they just stumbled into this church.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that these people wear a lot of.
So is it an inside job? Perhaps.
I don't think it could be an inside job. I mean, we don't want to rule that out, but I'm not sure if it necessarily needs to be an inside job because they're seen like this all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Just all of this is food for thought, folks. Put yourself in the same. Let's say you're going to church or you're going to the house of worship. Does it bother you if the minister is kind of, it bothers some people, going back to the police department and what was going on in that small town they were talking about the last half hour, a woman minister. I remember when the church I grew up in had its first woman minister, there were people, the deacons voted on her, but there were people who were members of the church who left because they didn't want a woman to be minister. Why? She's a woman? Let's just say that in the case of this minister, he comes from, let's say his family is very wealthy. Maybe he's an heir to a fortune. Maybe his family invested in Uber, and he's got a million shares of Uber. But he's decided he doesn't want to be in business. He wants to help people. He wants to be a minister. So he becomes a minister. In that circumstance, maybe you'd say, well, maybe this shouldn't be so flashy or probably would help. There are all kinds of circumstances. Some people love to tout their wealth and do it in different ways, buy expensive cars, buy boats, whatever it is. I don't know. Just, we're too judgmental. Okay, in a moment, we take a trip sort of away from America to a couple of hot spots with some comments on interesting things that are happening, not necessarily just here, but around the world. So stay tuned for that after this. So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors at Calitrim. When you go to toploss.com.
Right now it's the buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. Everything that we manufacture is manufactured in the United States. Supplement companies are not regulated by the FDA. Our facilities are inspected by the FDA. Whenever you make a claim or whatever's on your label, you do have to fit within those FDA guidelines. We actually go above and beyond that and even have a third party that tests it for quality and purity because we want to make sure that what we're saying is in the product, is actually in the product. Our business is family owned and operated right here in the United States. Toploss.com, or you can call us toll free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you're checking out, make sure you use discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping as well. The Dog Days of Summer Sale going on right now at toploss.com for Calitrin.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious. serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code KEY for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code KEY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code KEY for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up.
Okay, let's see what's up with Nancy Pelosi. Who wants to go to Taiwan. Why does she want to go to Taiwan? Well, because she can and it's a free world. No, maybe not. Not so much.
Everybody.
So she wants to take a trip over there, but again, why? What is she going to add to the circumstances? Not that we are, we ought to be even worried about the Chinese and what, you know, they want to take over Taiwan. They want, it's theirs, it's mine, I want it. But she's going to go over there to do what? She's not of Taiwanese extraction. She's not, well, so why? What are you going over there for? And so then anyway, China says, if you come over here, we're going to do air raid drills, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. It's just nonsense. What in the world? Who cares what she thinks and why she'd go over there to, I'm going to show my support for Taiwan. You're just mixing things up at a time when the world is mixed up enough, so stay home.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, Taiwan is holding these air raid drills because they're prepared for something to happen, and China has said, should Nancy Pelosi visit, there will be repercussions, and the U.S. will be at fault for it. And high-profile U.S. delegations have consistently visited Taiwan over the past year, even. There's that bipartisan group that recently went.
Chinese want to rule the world. All right, the military government in Myanmar executed four prisoners, pro-democracy activists. The military government doesn't like people who want to vote. In essence, they want a dictatorship, and that's what they've got, and they don't like it. The world is smaller. People know what's going on around the world, and therefore, when they speak out in a country like that, they're liable to get killed. That's just what happens. There's another one of these countries. Why are we involved? Why do we care? We like to know that people are okay, they're living the lives the way they want to, but we really have no stake in Myanmar. For that matter, we have no stake in Taiwan. It's really none of our business. If you, again, want to play the devil's advocate here, we're involved because we want to see these people live their lives, but, you know, the Chinese are very close. They, you know, it's their corner of the world. I don't know. But it's akin to us saying, well, we like British Columbia, so we're going to take it over. British Columbia is a beautiful place. The United States should take it over. That's what we did as we were building, as we were filling out the lower 48. That's kind of what we did. In our history, we can condemn other people for doing it, but that's kind of what we did. And that's what the Romans did. That's the history of the human aspects of the world here. Before there were humans, all the bugs lived well. But now the bugs don't live well. We don't like bugs, so we step on them. And if there's some part of a country that we like, the British liked, the Dutch liked, the French liked, Romans liked, we just went and got it. Because humans there's a portion of us in our psyche that wants to control things. Whether it's our little corner of the world or whether it's a big wide world. Whether the Chinese want to control Taiwan or, you know, pick up the Russians want to control Ukraine. Wow. And
so I think all of that's still happening. Once upon a time, I get it. But now, no, not in 2022. No. Knock it off.
10 before the hour.
I'll second guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Three after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Hello to John Ashton, who's listening to the program this morning, and Kim McCarthy and Carrie Morgan. How do you do? Thanks for spending some time with us. Quality time here on the Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. The focus on food, farms, family, how healthy it is, what a great satisfaction quotient involved for those of you who tend gardens. Are you a gardener? If you aren't, perhaps you might find a new hobby, maybe a way to help you and your family grow a little food, teach youngsters. That's what I did with my grandson. I bought, there was a company that used to advertise here called Lettuce Grow. Lettuce, spelled like the vegetable lettuce. And it was, it's a hydroponically tower. So it's full of water. The water gets around, put little seeds in little pockets, and the stuff grows. And it taught my grandson the first, it was his first lesson of many in how things grow. And I think this is a great way for you to introduce members of your family to how things grow, how things live. And so many people that I know of who've had prescriptions for depression and anxiety go and work in the garden, they don't need the depression pills anymore, right? It's great. It's a wonderful way for you to fix your mood, just get your mind off of it. There's a University of Florida. Yeah, right. It's called, there's a new program called Therapeutic Horticulture at the University of Florida, which sort of underscoring the studies that show gardening helps improve your mental health, your physical health, People who have challenges start gardening, and then they become healthy people. And with a healthy person, it's good for your mind. All kinds of great reasons for you to have the ability to go out and get your hands in the dirt. And teach your children young. Put their hands in the dirt. It's good for their immune system, if nothing else. All right, so help yourself. Lift your mood. Garden. Grow something. Do something that, you know, kind of has an end result that's different than the... You always can, unless it's like it is now with the drought, and we're going to talk about that in a second, what's going on with farmers and the drought. But, you know, and if you have... You can water a little bit. You can nurture a seed. And it is, they're so strong. You know how grass grows through the cracks of concrete? That's how strong. That's how strong, you know, the thirst for life is, even with plants. Really, it's very cool. All right, the problem with the drought around the country, we'll talk about that and how it affects your ability to buy good food and what it's doing for farmers after this.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said you're receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/DougStefan for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/DougStefan. Keeps.com/DougStefan.
All right, the drought around the country, Jay. And the causal connection to the inflation problems that we have. A lot of farmers, especially in the western part of the country, are selling their cattle before they're mature. It's going to affect what they get for the cattle because the cattle haven't been as they are. They're referred to finished after they've been fed, and they go to feedlots and stuff to build up what they weigh so that when they go to the slaughterhouse, they're at their highest and best value. But that's not the case, not only, well, the western states, Texas, also 100 degrees there, no water. So the ranchers, instead of the cows dying like what happened in Iowa earlier this year, when so many of them died, they're bringing them to the market early. Some of the markets, they would have 200-300 cows on a sale day last week. One of the places in Oklahoma had 1,000 head in there because they just sell them before they die. And that's what's going to,
With the feed being just as high, and a lot of them, well, if there's grass that's growing, they're going to be fine. Well, the grass isn't exactly growing out now in places.
Yep. All right, so that's something affecting the price of food and the farm and the family. It's 59 past the hour on today's Doug Stefan Good Day program.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.